Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, comes recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will
ready to go live. Mm-hmm. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk.
I need to plug yourself by the door. Please, if you would be so kind. Well, here we are for another Saturday night. God is alive and well in our midst. So here we go. We're going live to Blog Talk Radio. We're going live to Facebook Live. Come on over and see us. It's going to be a great program tonight. We are now live on Facebook. Thank you. Good evening, community of faith.
Good evening, community of faith.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Glad to have you here with us tonight for another Jesus is Alive and Well Saturday nights.
Hallelujah.
Better disconnect this. That guy's going to be try talking all night long. See, look at how he goes again. One thing about him, you get him wound up and you just can't hardly shut him off. He's like a, what do you call it, 8-day clock? Manifestation of heavenly angels. Everywhere there is darkness.
Amen.
Angels, choirs singing, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Angels, choirs.
He's still trying to talk. I don't know what this guy's problem is.
How was everybody's Saturday?
Good evening, community of faith.
We had a good Saturday. It was a relaxing Saturday. We did not do the petitions or work thing today. We had a relaxing day of studying the word, and it was wonderful.
Stank. Oh, shoot. Let's see if we get it back. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There it is. How cool. How cool is the back button and the undo button? That is one of the coolest buttons anybody ever made right there. It
truly is the coolest button ever made.
It's like, oh, no, are you kidding? You don't have that button on your page? Are you serious? What am I using this app for? There we go. We got a full night tonight. I hope you're ready for Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit, alive and well and full force.
Amen, amen, amen.
Good evening, community of faith believers, God's mighty army taking the live stream by his faith and grace.
Woo!
YouTube is live. Facebook is live. The Word of God is alive.
The Word of God is alive and well and working in your life.
He is. He is working.
Day.
He's working in my life too.
And every day.
He's working in your life too.
He is working in my life.
I just know it.
You said YouTube is live?
Yes, it is. No, it's not. No, I'm sorry. If I said that, I was just.
All right. Let's see how that turned out in the closed captioning.
Nothing like. No, it didn't turn out at all. It did. Hallelujah.
Didn't accept it.
There we go. Hallelujah. Well,
this is the Saturday before Christmas. Wow.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry New Week before Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Something like
we
that.
Love you.
We do.
Thank you for being one of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Ripley, are you going to sing with us tonight?
Ripley's going to sing with us tonight. Amen.
Are you going to sing with us tonight? He's coming over there.
Is he?
Like, I'm ready. Get the pipes tuned up.
Did you come? He's sitting right there. Are you wanting to say hi to everybody? Come on.
Ready? Okay. We need to find those little antlers. Yeah, we need to find little Ripley antlers. Where are they? They're probably in Michigan in the storage unit. Huh?
There you go. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, I had a good day
hi. I'm the Bulldog, and I just need to make an appearance tonight on Saturday night.
And you're going to sing, huh?
And it's a... Noel, Noel. Noel, Noel, Noel. Noel, Noel. All right. I guess that was all. There he goes. Good boy. That's good. Was he singing with me? Was he singing with me? Yeah, good job. Did you? Like, is that it, Dad? Is that all I needed to do?
No, I need to sing
Well, anyways, welcome everybody. Good to have you here tonight. Somebody's been in here messing with the camera. Got everything all out of order. Must have been the cleaning service. Hallelujah. There we go.
Are you doing shares?
I'm doing shares, yes. I was counting on you talking.
Oh, you need me to send one to Rudy?
Yeah, I need you to send one to Rudy, and I was counting on you to talk for a little bit.
Alrighty. So, anyways, we had a great, relaxing day today. Beautiful day here in North Dakota. We had... we didn't have morning prayer today. We did have... If anybody hasn't seen the morning prayer from yesterday, it wound up actually turning into a teaching on grief.
Yeah, that's good.
And sorrow and dealing with that. It's a really good program. If you know anybody this time of year, so many people this time of year struggle with grief or depression from loss of loved ones and whatever. And this was a really good program to help them.
It was very good.
Feel free to share that link.
And it's it is very much definitely a on the spot, on the moment, specific word of God to some specific people. And, you know, it's very important that when that happens, that we move with the Holy Spirit of God. And, you know, it's not always like seriously polished like you would like things to be, but like excellent and effective. And, oh, Dan Cottle and Mary Pastorex with us. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Mary.
Good to have you with us tonight, guys. But, you know, when we just move with God like that, then all of a sudden what you get is you get an absolute move of God where he is ministering to a very specific group of people. And it may not be you, but it will be somebody, and it'll be a blessing for them. And that's what we always want to make sure we are doing is being a blessing to everybody that's there. And, you know, it's a very interesting process because on the internet, you just don't ever know who's there. You know, you just do not know who's there. And let's see if I get the person in here. But this is what we find out later on when we go look. We're like, wow, there was a lot of people on there that were listening to that. And, of course, it can be sent everywhere. All right, there's Felicia Eicher. Felicia,
hi, Felicia.
We need you to get James Jr. again and have him come to the program with you so we can say happy birthday to him one more time. We have a very special happy birthday presentation for him. That's just for him. Just tell him this time he won't be embarrassed at all this time.
Was he embarrassed last time?
Well, no, he probably wasn't, but he won't be this time, we know.
No.
Mama and Dave got me. But just let us know when he shows up because we want to say happy birthday to him again. Just because he's a special young man helping to take care of his mama and be a good big brother to his brother. And, you know, you got to recognize a young man that's like that.
Yep.
In my book, at least. There we go. I'm almost done over here. Are you done yet?
I am done over here.
You know what this means by how much time this is taking?
Hmm.
We got a lot of folks we're being a blessing to.
And amen, amen.
And I like that. Yeah. Need to learn more about YouTube? Well, Mary, just hook up anytime. And we will.
Why do I not see any of this?
Well, you know.
Only the special people get it?
I'm kind of special.
You are.
I'm like, you know, like really special.
There we go. The young man that I hired to help me brought his friend over today. So
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Long story short, they are not on Facebook, but they can do YouTube. Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love it.
How amazing is that? See, that's God right there.
That is God.
That's God. That's God moving in a mighty way that goes way beyond your natural man, your natural duty, and he just moves in a mighty way and makes things happen.
Yeah.
And look at what he's done. I mean,
awesome.
That is just absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You know? But you know what, Mary? With a wide open door to him like that and just saying, come see me anytime, you're going to be one of those people in his life that will just be an absolute blessing to him. And there's no way to describe how much impact you're going to have in his life. There's just no way to describe it. Because God is doing a mighty thing right there. One, two. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. God's doing a mighty work. All right. Well, the shares are all made. Everybody's tuned up and ready to be here. Brother Dan, how far did you get today? Did you get all the way to Chocolate Land?
I think he was already in Chocolate Land and was just going to load there this morning, wasn't it?
No, no. He was at 94 and 69. That's Michigan.
And naturally, I said, will you watch a program I invite you to? And they said, yes. Hallelujah, I love it.
Haven't watched this one, Mary, because this is going to be a good one.
I don't know how to invite them to YouTube. I got a hug today and didn't even ask for it. Ah, I love it. That's awesome.
And you know what, Mary? Watch God fill your pockets with money. So you can be a blessing to those two men.
Yeah. Amen.
And they'll be a severe blessing to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll want your cookies and they'll want who you are. And it's exactly how God does things on this earth. I mean, this is, if there was a playbook for how God functions on this earth in these situations, you're operating right in the playbook, just like page for page for page for page for page.
Yeah.
He needs a mom. He found you. He's got a grandma. Whether or not you'll ever be his mom, you will be a grandma to him. And it'll be hugs. And
yeah, what
and
an important influence.
What an amazing opportunity to be a blessing. All those questions you ever had about, Lord, use me. They just walked in the door, and every bit of information you've learned so far is stored down inside of your spirit. It's already there, and you may not even realize it's there, but it's there, and they're going to say something, and it's just going to bubble up out of you. You're going to get a big smile on your face, and you're going to be like, oh, my goodness, thank you, Jesus, you're using me. I'm like extremely excited about it. And yeah, excited. That's the wrong word. Motivated.
Joy-filled.
Huh? Joy-filled. Sister Gwen Cottle is watching.
Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. God bless you and everyone in Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Brother Dan made it. I keep trying to get what that is, Dan. Yeah.
Did you get any rough weather the other day, Gwen?
Yeah, not quite sure. You know, it's like Brekada. Brekada?
Okay, if you're driving, please don't text.
You got that one as you turned around the corner.
I don't know how to invite them to YouTube.
What I'll do, Mary, is I'll send you a link. I'll send it to you like in Messenger or an email or something. What they have to do is just search up my name, Samuel J. Cottle. That's my name on YouTube. And then it'll open up. And then somehow we got to figure out how to send them a specific link so that they can watch important things that'll be a blessing to them. I mean, that, we got all kinds of content that'll be a blessing.
Yeah.
Tonight's going to be one of them that helps people understand the Old Testament and New Testament and the Word of God all in one. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good program. Had some good questions come in today that really are going to make this thing just sew together. Amazing. Felicia's not been back, so she's probably somewhere got James down twisting his arm. I am your mother. So everybody get tuned up and ready. We're going to sing happy birthday again to James. Ready? La, 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 la. La 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 la.
Is that the note table you used to do?
The note table. I didn't know it was called a table, but yeah. I have no idea what it's called. We would all look at each other and go, la, la, la. So we'd start, I don't know what you call it. Maybe they have a specific name for it.
Making a birthday poster
thing.
Again.
Oh, you're having a lot of rain? All right. Somebody give me an update on Kentucky. How's Kentucky doing? Amen. Amen, Mary. Amen. Well, Sister Felicia, I haven't paused yet once, even though there may be a few times people have tried to pause me, but no. No, when you get this fire stoked and going, it's like a steam engine going across the flat prairie. We declare that no matter what, the clouds clear up, and Sister Felicia has signal to enjoy the program all
Amen.
Night. Is Brother James anywhere close to you, Brother Young James? Somewhere it's been ingrained in my heart that if I focus on what the Lord wants me to do, he'll take care of my children. Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. That's what you got to do. We've got to all of us learn that no matter how much we want someone to know our God, you just can't make them know him. It's not even worth the time to try it.
Well, because a lot of times it will actually cause a division in your relationship if you do try to push it. It's better to maintain your relationship and influence in their life and let somebody else
yep.
present that.
Just be the loving mom. I love you.
Yeah.
You know, once they're grown, when they're in your house, you're not only the loving mom, but you're the rule of authority. So too many times you see people trying to be their kids as peers, and that's just not That's not appropriate. That's not God ordained, and therefore it won't work. You can't be your children's peer. That doesn't work. We would request that those in the live viewing audience would please silence their electronic devices so we have no unnecessary interruptions. All right, well, till everybody has to get there, we might as well get ourselves going here. And we'll get the Pledge of Allegiance and... Isn't that something?
It's still haven't let me have my emojis back just in case anyone is concerned.
Is that right? So that's like the emojis that you can hit and then they go up on the screen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are the emojis you lost. Well, you know, I'm not sure what you've done, but I'm sure it wasn't as bad as they think it was. See, now I know you and I know you're not a bad person.
And they haven't sent me an emoji bill. So
and they have not sent you an emoji bill.
No.
Well, there's something wrong with their anti-emoji heads. No, he's somewhere at the moment. All right, well, just let us know secretly if he sneaks in and he's standing by you. Just send us a quick message and we'll say happy birthday to him. And I got a special surprise just for him. But let's keep this one surprisatory to him. All right.
Welcome to the Community of Faith with Pastor Samuel J. Cottle and the Community of Faith family.
Amen. That was very official.
We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio. We have the Midday Munitions Prayer Time, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and an interactive Bible study, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we have an Hour of Faith every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome.
Welcome.
We're glad to have you with us.
We're glad to have you with us tonight.
I'm ready for the next confession now.
And this is the Community of Faith. We began in March of 2020. We began on these verses. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And since it's our faith that is going to overcome the world, it should be the number one subject that we actually speak about.
Amen.
That we actually learn about. And more than speak and learn, we must come to a working knowledge and use it to live by every day. The just
Amen.
Shall live by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We diligently seek him. We are an international family, out and moving believers, a growing community of faith. We've gathered together to study and believe the word. Actually believe it.
Amen.
For what it actually says. To be free of religiosity and live by faith. We are establishing a power grid of prayer for the United States of America and the body of Christ around the world. Our first mission statement is we are effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destiny. I love it because it's
Amen.
What is going on.
Amen.
Case in point, right now tonight with our sister Mary, Pastor Rick, God revolutionizing life. Number two, we're learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. We will preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and you too with the Holy Spirit and power. Bringing the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone who meets us. We will demonstrate all the promises of God in him. Our yes and amen will help every believer move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and from grace to grace. And in so doing, you will find your place and you will function in your grace.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if you will, rise together with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance and we'll get ourselves started for this Saturday night. Jesus is alive and well. Brenda, Your Honor, we'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action and still serving today. This moment of silence is in honor of everyone who on this day bears the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. It's in honor of every family of the fallen who somewhere today will stand in honor of their loved one life lived and their service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. If you will, join me as we sing, God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, we'll make the pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag,
and
to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty for all who believe. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Father, tonight, as we begin, I speak perfect signal.
Amen.
I speak
yes.
Perfect connections for every one of our viewing audience tonight.
Yes.
Everyone around the world on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, or Facebook. May the blessing of God that flows through this camera and this screen into their lives pull the signal in and be a blessing to them and their families. I pray this now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, join together as we make our opening prayer. I ask you to speak it right out loud. Wow. Very boldly. Wow. In agreement. Wow. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen and amen. God and Father of every one of the brave warriors down through American history, we, as we say every day, it gives us great courage and great boldness and great conquerization ability. There's a word that says that, not that one.
It's a good one, though.
Conquerization ability. Somebody write it down. To think that since that first person prayed about the United States of America somewhere in Europe, to today, there has never been a day that you didn't have somebody praying for the United States of America. We hook our faith with their faith, and we declare today and every day, may God bless America. God bless America. We agree with their prayer that says, give us a nation whose God is the Lord. We are the fulfillment of that prophetic prayer that they prayed. And we declare, we are the nation whose God is the Lord. Thank you, Father, that all across this nation tonight, in every church service, every political rally, every patriotic assembly, every Christmas party, every Christmas program, holiday celebration, that your name, Jesus, will be lifted up, and they will pray, and they will ask for your guidance. They will ask for your help. They will ask for the presence and power of God, because that is who we are. The wicked flee when no one is chasing them. And we are chasing them,
yes,
saying, turn your hearts, come to God, find him, walk away from deception, walk away from confusion, walk away from those who are so perverse, the eyes of your understanding being flooded with enlightenment all across this nation, so you can walk away from the perversion that you actually don't believe. And that your lives are free and you begin to enjoy the beauty of God's righteousness. We speak it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Want to say it again? We are the nation.
We are the nation.
Whose God is the Lord.
Is the Lord. Amen.
Woo! We are the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
King David said, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the head running down the beard of Aaron. It's like the dew of Hermon. Think about dew just saturating it.
Yeah.
For there the Lord, that unity, the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. See, God even makes up big long words. Forevermore. And I think we should have added an L-Y to it.
Forevermore.
Amen. I gave you some more words, Father. Tonight, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we declare across this nation, forgive us of our sins and heal our land. Thank you that Lady Liberty and Uncle Sam are not dirty. Thank you that the patriots and the peacemakers all across this land, they're not all dirty. And the corrupt ones, we just set you on notice. Turn from your corruption and let the peace of God reign in your life and be the greatest example of the blessing of the Lord that this nation has ever seen. May the first weapon you pull be the weapon of the name of Jesus and the word of God and the angels of Almighty God on your behalf and on behalf of this great nation. We speak peace on earth, goodwill to men. We speak it right now. We speak peace in our every city. Wherever somebody might try to create a riot or trouble, we command you to be silenced and stuck in your chair, unable to move, so that you can submit your heart to Almighty God. Turn from your wicked ways. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will rule your heart and your mind. And you'll say, why was I ever a part of that? This gathering of believers, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That God created all men equally. And they are endowed by that creator, Jesus, with certain inalienable rights, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now we're going to pray our Ephesians 4 prayer that I really believe we're going to begin speaking every night. Because this is the answer for the United States of America right here. We declare right now that all of us, we not only endeavor to keep, we keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Father, we speak all across this nation, in every church service, as the parable of the steward and the parable of the talents declare, you took from those who were doing nothing with what you had given them, and you gave it to those who were doing something with everything they had.
Amen.
Father, close these buildings that are lying preachers' mouths, and give those buildings to your children who are doing your work and doing it wonderfully. The unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. No more opposition from the pulpit to the work of God being accomplished.
Amen.
We declare with the Apostle Paul, verse 4, there's one body and one spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift on the inside of each one of us. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Say for this right out loud boldly. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus the Christ in our lives. Say it. In my life.
In my life.
It's functioning every day.
Amen.
That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Pause. We declare in the body that this is exposed. False doctrines that are running through the body. We declare the men and women of God who speak the truth begin to confront these false doctrines so that we have an end time harvest of souls. Amen. And we transform people from religiosity into the beautiful relationship with you, God, our Father. Amen. Verse 15, speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Say it with me. Jesus is the head.
Jesus is the head.
And I am the body.
And I am the body.
Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that we figured out how to do this, because it gives us all. Now, you may not be able to experience this, but on our end, we are experiencing the agreement and your ability to boldly speak the words with it. We're experiencing a raise in the level of authority and power as we say it, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it right in the atmosphere. You might wonder, well, Pastor, how in the world do we have an atmosphere between us here and you there, and how do you feel it? Well, it's not oxygen. It's not the camera. It's not a picture. It's our spirit and your spirit bound together in love, in the unity of the spirit, in the bond of peace. And on the inside of us, it creates a solidity, a boldness, an agreement. And it's actually the book of Ecclesiastes that says it. Two have a good reward for their labor. For if the one falls, the other will lift him up. And then it says, a threefold cord cannot be broken easily. The Old Testament said one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000. And what happens when there's 100 of us? And listen, when there's 1,000,000 of us, or there's multi-millions of us praying around the world, right now, tonight, right here in America, in the last 2 months, I've seen, I don't know, 15 or 20 situations where people were having all-night prayer at their church. Well, if a church in America thinks about all-night prayer, I'm sure a church in China thinks about it. And if the one in China does, so does one in Russia and Africa and Central America and South America and around the world. Every day, every minute of the day, there are millions of people who are speaking and declaring, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And it doesn't matter what their false doctrine is that they're trying to teach. Every time another one of these disasters happens, they get that look on their face. There's nothing we can do to stop this. You know what that forces them to say? There is a power that is greater than me. They may shake their hand and their fist at God. They may curse him and call him names, but they will admit there is a God and there is a force that is more powerful than they are. And that's amazing. Father, right now, our closing prayer, we pray for every peacemaker around the world, those who are on the line of duty tonight, and those who may be sitting somewhere dealing with the effects of trauma from their time of service. I declare right now, trauma, your power is broken angels of the Lord go across this land and around the world and remove and release people from trauma in their life right now tonight and bring them across our path so that we can be a blessing to them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Chris, Patriot prayer of dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. If you need the phone number for Blog Talk Radio, there it is, 563-999-3487. And you'll be connected right in the middle of this wonderful program that's called the Community of Faith.
I love our Community of Faith.
How many of you just absolutely love being connected to the Community of Faith?
I know I do.
I know I do. Sister Rebecca Smith, been opening gifts. You can't open gifts yet. It's not Jesus' birthday. Amen.
It's past Jesus' birthday.
Amen. I'm pretty happy about it. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk a little bit about Christmas. Christmas actually happens on what day? Saturday next
Saturday,
week?
Saturday, yeah.
All right. So, next Saturday, I would like to have a special Christmas program. Oh, wait, we're going to do it on Christmas Eve.
Probably Christmas Eve, I would imagine.
Well, this is what we...
Let's see what people want to do.
You forgot to tell me sooner.
What? Oh.
It's all right. You're absolved, my daughter. You're absolved. Hallelujah. Now, did you get a good gift? That's the cool thing. I like receiving gifts. did you buy Jesus a present and open it for him? That's what we got to get to. Now, I would like to have either on Saturday night or Friday night or Saturday night, either one, Christmas Eve or Christmas, I would like us to have our own Christmas party where each home actually, if you want to be a part, partakes in it and gets on the Zoom camera with us and or on Blog Talk Radio and sings a song or tells us what you're most grateful for this year, what God has done for you, and tell us about Jesus in your life. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't matter if you think you sing off tune or not. We're not concerned about that. In all actuality, we're going to be using the internet airwaves, and there's nothing about that that's going to be perfect.
Right.
And so I think it would be fun. So you
a
don't
nice Christmas poem or a Christmas story, those are nice too.
Yep. Yep. Nice PJs, lots of socks, and a couple of blankets.
Well, that's awesome.
Wait, you got a Hoosier? How did you get a Hoosier?
What is a Hoosier?
A person from Indiana.
Oh, really?
Is this like a yard or is this like, did you get somebody and they moved in and, you know, you have a Hoosier. You got your own Hoosier.
Is it a lawn Hoosier? Or a cooking Hoosier? Maybe a housekeeping Hoosier. That would be awesome.
Not a Hoosier.
No,
oh. Don't you just love
got
this?
It.
Now, so this is the idea. You don't have to feel like you can. You have to go live on Zoom. You can if you want, but make sure you remember, if you come on Zoom, make sure you're properly dressed. And that's not your pajamas. And that you have your house in order so that everybody that sees your house, a bad opinion of it from that point on. And if you don't want to do that, all you got to do is call into Blog Talk Radio and you can do the very same thing.
We can't see it at all.
But if you know you wanted to, if you and your family wanted to do like a special Christmas dance to a Christmas carol or something, that might be all right. But we're not about shaking booties. We're about giving glory to Jesus because it's his birthday.
Or shared traditions, fun new traditions. Why? I like that.
I was reading this, the underscript words. It was,
oh.
It said shaking your buddies.
I like hearing people's Christmas traditions, though.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, I just need, we'll sound off in the family thread. Everybody tell us which would be a better day. And then, you know, and then we'll go forward from there. Here's the thing that we have to say about the pajamas, why I say no pajamas, because what some people would consider appropriate, others would be considered like, oh my gosh, can no. And then they'd be like, Pastor, turn the camera off. Pastor, turn the camera off. Pastor. So we just have to make a no jammy rule because that way nobody is offended by somebody else's rule of jammy that they wear in their house. It's your house. You can wear whatever you want. We're not against jammies. But when it comes to public, the publicness of them, the only place that jammies should be worn in public is Walmart. And I can't even figure out why it's appropriate to wear them at Walmart. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
It appears to be anything is acceptable at Walmart.
Now, if you haven't copied that word, conquerization ability, I encourage you to do so.
In gas stations.
Thank you, Jesus, for helping our Felicia to be able to be with us tonight.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, what was that all about?
Conquerization ability. That is a new. I need to start keeping track of these words.
I mean, this is a serious word right there.
Yeah,
conquerization ability. That means you have the ability to function in conquering, and it's part of your very nature.
Certainly is.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's a very perfectly written word. Conquerization
ability.
Now, that's a perfect root word with, you know, 8 or 10 suffixes. And it's a good one.
It's just a good one.
And gas stations glory. Amen. 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 Well, you know, so, you know, we'll just start talking about it in the family thread. Those of you who are with us and you're not a part of the family thread, you know, get connected here with us. And it's a messenger thread we use for us to just communicate. We talk about everything, food and babies and animals and the weather, and we give prayer requests and we sing songs. It's just a very fun place to just, and I don't think fun's the right word. It's just a great place of communication for the community of faith family, and we welcome you to come and be a part of that with us if you're a part of our family. If you're coming to make a mess and to be political, don't be political there. That doesn't work inside of the polite society like this. This isn't a political party. This isn't what we're all about. Everyone's got a political view, but that doesn't need to be brought here.
I can't believe you said it was appropriate to wear your
jammies
to Walmart.
No. Wait, Phyllis, thank you for, you know, having very alert ears and helping me. I meant to say, it seems, some think it's appropriate.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Now, I just had, you know, a pair of, what do you call these things I've got on?
Flip-flops.
Is that what they are?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, flip-flops. Sorry.
Men's sandals.
Men's sandals on here in the house this morning. And I opened the door of the sliding glass door to feed the birds. And stepped out there with these on with no socks. Now, you're out of your mind if it's 10 below zero and you're going to Walmart with your flip-flops on.
But we see them all the time. Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Phyllis, for always helping me be very accurate with my verbiage. I appreciate it deeply. I do not believe it's appropriate. Put some clothes on. Did your mama never teach you nothing? So anyways, Merry Christmas to y'all. And hopefully you're enjoying a wonderful day.
Wonderful Christmas season.
Well, we've stood in front of Walmart now for months. And it does not matter what time of the day it is there. There are people at all hours of the day and night that show up in their pajamas.
Yeah.
And some of them don't even belong in the front room. They just belong in the bedroom.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you wear that in public? But that's the whole purpose of the, Well, it's the whole purpose of that, the ism, what do you call that one? My mind's not right there right now, but secular humanism.
Oh.
The whole purpose of secular humanism is to violate every part of our good lives in Jesus' mighty name. All right, are you guys ready? Let's get started. I don't see Brother Roger yet. Somebody send him a quick message and say, Roger, where are you? Roger sent me a bunch of questions today that are going to make for a very, very good program.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. So, here we go. YouTube is now live.
All right. What not to wear. Fashion shows are at Walmart. Wow, that is so the truth. That is so true.
What? Welcome, YouTube. You have entered into a conversation about what you should not wear to Walmart. It's really deep and philosophical for a Saturday night question and answer session here on the Community of Faith. We welcome you to join in and have some fun tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Saturday night is always question and answer night here. And not that we don't have question and answer almost every night, but we like to focus it And many times people are like, well, I have a question, but it's not about where we're at, and I'm not going to try to steer the conversation away from what God is obviously saying today. And then you write it down and you send it in. And then on Saturday night, we try to answer as many of them as we can in a straight line and make a really good teaching out of it. Actually, tonight, this would actually make two very good teachings. So you can tie that into a judgment program later. Wait, I have a good verse for you, Felicia. Ready? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. The righteous judge all things.
There you go.
It doesn't just say judge not that you won't be judged. It says the righteous do judge all things. So,
yes.
You know,
rightfully.
That rightfully judge all things. You can look at a person and say, you should not wear that to Walmart. Anyways, where was I at? Question and answer night. So this is really like two teachings tonight. But I'm going to sort of mix them together and answer some great questions from the Old Testament. And put the Old Testament and the New Testament together in an effective process. One of the things that is continually being said today is that they're, and it's by a demonic spirit that they're saying it. And many famous pastors are actually making the statement, is that there's certain parts of the Bible that are not, they're just not necessary for us any longer. There's whole groups of people that say, you should only read the Apostle Paul. Well, he is not Lord. There's groups of people that say you should only read the words of Jesus. Jesus only people. Well, except why did God use the Apostle Paul like he did? Why did the Holy Spirit have the Apostle Paul write 13 books of the New Testament? Well, so we gotta get this false doctrine out of our mouths, this erroneous teaching maybe is a better, no, it's actually false because, you know, they'll say the Old Testament's passed away, therefore don't ever read it again. Well, that's just not an accurate statement that you should live by ever. And so we're going to deal with that tonight, and it's going to be a great time tonight. Did you notice that our title tonight, I think it's probably going to be our title every Saturday night. Saturday night, Jesus is alive, question and answer. Saturday night, Jesus is alive, question and answer. And then, of course, tonight's title is Old Testament and New Testament. Now, here we go. Let's grab our first set of verses. So go with me tonight to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to do 14 through 17. 1 Timothy, no, 2 Timothy 3, 14 through 17. Sometimes it's just a challenge to get the words out. Just reading only certain parts. What have you got going on there? Only reading certain parts. When you get there, hold your Bible up, and we'll make our confession night about the Word of God. Has anybody got this entered to their memory yet? I'm getting closer every day. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
He's I am, so I can trust what he says I am.
Amen.
That's pretty good. That's the Holy Spirit. Enough preaching. The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit
is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of from the beginning. Where am I at? Knowing from whom you have learned them. I don't know where the beginning part came, but it's all right. 15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 16. All Scripture. How much of it?
All.
Like Brother Terry Mize would say, all means all. You don't even have to have a Greek dictionary to figure out that all means all. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The King James uses the word thoroughly furnished for every good work, which gives you the picture of a house full of furniture, everything you need. If you don't know it yet, you need an island on wheels.
Oh my goodness, yes you do.
Sister Sunday guys are welcome. Welcome to have you. We're great to have you with us tonight. Felicia, Rebecca, Sister Mary, Pastor Rick. Has anybody seen Roger yet?
I have not
seen Roger. Somebody send Brother Roger another notice that, oh, he might be with his grandkids tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it said. But I want you to notice something about 2 Timothy chapter 3. Do you notice that it starts out that perilous times will come in the last day, but it ends up with the answer for the perilous times. And that is, get yourself into the Word of God and don't let anything take you out of His Word.
Amen.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This book is inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, and that makes it full of profit for your life. Look what it says.
Amen.
And is profitable. Profitable means full of profit.
Yeah.
Ready? Say this. I receive profit.
I receive profit.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
See, that's going to affect every part of your life. That's not just money. To be profitable means you are acceptable. It also means you are understandingable.
Understandingable.
It's a good word.
It,
see, the Word of God is so filled with light because the Holy Spirit inspired it, that just you and I speaking it out loud produces life inside our very beings. Do you have a form of sickness or disease going on in your body? Well, I recommend that you very specifically read the Word of God out loud every day, very specifically, because in this Word is life infused right in it. And Paul, by the Holy Spirit, starts the chapter out saying, perilous times are coming. And he ends the chapter saying, study the book, and you're going to have a prophet in doctrine, in reproof, in correction, instruction in righteousness in these last days. You're going to have to get you and your family and say, hold it, this world's going to hell, and we're not going to hell with them. We're going to study this book. We're going to study these teachings. God's given Pastor a great understanding of the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. This isn't because I've had 87 classes, guys. It's because we sit down here and say, do not call me during the program, please.
So what was Roger's question originally?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2, 15. These are verses that we use every time we come here, and we're talking about studying the Word of God. Amen. Sister Rebecca received profit tonight. I receive it in my life tonight. Straight out of the Word of God. Verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman or a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing or understanding the word of truth. Be diligent, you and I, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, that you are a good student of the Word of God, just like we are right here, right now, tonight. Well, so we got 2 Timothy 3, got 2 Timothy 2. Let's go now to 2 Peter 1, 19 through 21. Wow. Second Peter 1, 19 through 21. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Who's he talking about? Jesus. The day dawns, the light's turned on, salvation has come, you're filled with righteousness, the glory of the Lord is in you, and the morning star begins to arise in your life. Isn't that a beautiful picture of it?
Yeah, it is.
20. Knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. There's not one understanding for the Baptists, and another for the Catholics, and another for the Lutherans, and another for the Baptists, and another for the Pentecostals. There's no private interpretation. There's only one Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Is the Holy Spirit confused? No. Can the Holy Spirit be limited by man?
Yes,
very severely. We studied it earlier this week. Jesus said, all too often, he was talking to Pharisees, you choose the doctrines of men rather than being found in the freedom of the Word of God.
Wow.
He literally said to him, you actually choose bondage rather than freedom. Just make you scratch your head and say, why would you do that?
We'll look at the scripture too about men chose darkness instead of light. Why would you do that?
Men chose darkness instead of the light. I'm not sure. I didn't. Don't look at me like I did that. She had that look in her eye like, that's not you, is it? For prophecy never came by the will of man. All of these writings in the Bible, they didn't come by the will of a man. It's not Peter sitting down saying, yeah, let me see what I'll say today. I'm going to write this out and, you know, I'll send it over to Brother Paul and see if he agrees with it. And, you know, we'll send it around a little bit. That's not what happened. Holy men wrote as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. This, the New King James says moved. The Old King James says inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. Look at verse chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. That's sad. Look at verse 2. And many will follow their destructive ways. That's why I teach you all the time. And Sister Phyllis helps me when I don't say it. She says, just read the whole chapter. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if you don't read the whole chapter and you don't get the whole context, sooner or later, you will eventually just start reading one verse at a time. And reading one verse at a time, you can make this book say anything.
Yeah. So much of the truth.
You can make this book say, it is no big deal. I could tell you right now 15 verses that would build a doctrine out of any one of their doctrines they're teaching because of what I know from the Word of all my life.
Yeah.
I could tell you what their doctrines say. And they got 15 verses. And that, well, there's 15 verses that are totally taken out of context.
Right.
And that's why we can't do that. And listen, right here sitting in front of you on this program, I have seen verses of Scripture. And I have said within myself, well, isn't that something, Roger?
Hi, Roger. We're glad you made it.
I sent you a notification personally myself that will always show up in Messenger. I always send you one every program, but thanks for continually searching until you find us. Didn't ask me.
Yeah.
I that in Jesus' name. But we're into question and answer, and we'll be to the questions in just a minute. Watch this. There have been times that I have been sitting right here teaching you, and I've looked at a verse and said, I'm not saying that right. There's been a couple times I've said to you, I ain't saying that again ever. Why? Because sitting here studying the Word, reading all the chapters, it's like, I'm not ever going to go there again because that's not right and that's not accurate. What ends up happening with people is they're too ashamed to say that maybe they didn't have a complete understanding of something. And you have come to a greater understanding now. There's no shame in that. There's actually glory in that God has helped you see something that you never saw before, and you should give yourself to it. Let's read verse 2. I'm in 1 Peter 2:2. Many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth is blasphemed. They will build big buildings. They will have programs. They'll be very religious. They got big rock bands on the stage, fancy flashing lights, smoke, all the stuff that makes for a good rock concert. There's no anointing in there, but there's an agreement of people and a togetherness. And many will never know the difference between the feeling of togetherness of humans and the anointing of Almighty God. Many have never experienced the anointing, and therefore they don't know what it is. You'll hear me say it regularly right here, and you'll see it in the word worship that I play for us. I'm not interested in religious songs. Amen. There's probably 50,000 religious songs. I'm looking for anointing that is not only in the words, but in the music and in the singer. What does anointing do? It's because of the anointing, the manifest presence of God, that yokes are destroyed and burdens are removed. That's why many times people will sing a beautiful song, but that'll not set you free. It'll just be great harmony. Harmony doesn't set you free. The presence and power of God in the life of the person singing it and in the words of the song about him or about life, and now there's an anointing on it. There's an anointing on it. The song Amazing Grace. Why was there an anointing on that song? Because the man got free. And he wrote it getting free. And his desire was to be free. And that song has great power. Well, then, I think it was Chris Tomlin that took the same song and added the parts to it that said, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has rescued me. See, and what it is an anointed man of God singing an anointed word of God, and that anointing not only is in the words and in the music, but it's also in the person singing it. It's like, I think it was Felicia that said the other day, makes you wonder how some of these very, very wicked singers and movie stars can sing the beautiful songs of Christmas without being struck by lightning, yeah, or getting at least a little bit of a jolt. I would encourage you, next time you're watching one of them sing, just, you know, watch them. They might get a twist like, oh, no, yep, there, God got it. Look at verse 3. 2 Peter 2:3. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. That's right out of the Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. This is literally happening right here, right now, today, on this earth. And that's enough of that. Because I could keep going down that trail. But I'm not going to do that. Everybody shout it with me. I love the word.
I love the word.
Just, no, but Roger just got here, so we've not had any I love the words. All right? So I'm going to put enough I love the word together myself. I want you to turn now to Romans chapter 7, verse number 12. Look at there. Brother Rogers put in, preach on, Pastor. That's a good one.
That is good. Yeah, Rebecca's got, and I love the word.
And Rebecca's got, and I love the word. So I'm going to put them together, and it's going to say, preach on, Pastor. I love the word.
Felicia, ring picked up. You're frozen again. Please don't think I'm ignoring you.
I speak to the rain. Dry, quit. Let our sister be a part of the program. All right, there you go, guys. I got my I love the word ready. Well, sort of. Why doesn't YouTube give me the ability to separate? Preach on, Pastor.
There,
Sunday's got an I love the word. There we go. All right, where did I say? Romans chapter 7. Look at this verse. Romans chapter 7, verse number 12. Therefore, the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Want to read it out loud with me?
Therefore,
I figured you did, and you'd probably just take off and read it without me.
The law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good.
It's not only holy, it's just, and it's good. The law is holy. What's the law in our Bible? The law is the first five books, the Pentateuch.
Oh.
Actually, the Ten Commandments would be the law, but it's actually Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers was all the law. The 613 laws they were supposed to follow. Genesis is the beginning of the children of Israel, and Deuteronomy is the conquest and changing their lives to get them to the point where all of them that needed to die, died, and they were ready to go in. So the Apostle Paul says, the law is holy and the commandment holy, and it is just and it is good. Therefore, it's impossible to say that the Old Testament is not necessary. Right?
Right. Yeah.
You can't say the Old Testament is not necessary. So now let's go and see what Jesus taught us about it. And then we're going to go to some verses in the Old Testament and talk about the difference of that day and this. All right?
Yeah.
OT and new T. I like it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 24. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 24. I actually have notes tonight.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Preach on, Pastor. I love the word. You know, just in case the rain comes through, you got to go get a new cup of coffee. I've got my own preach on, Pastor. I love the word ready. So, seems a little void by me saying it about myself, but hey, you know. Like Brother Jesse the Planet said, this is so good tonight, I'm buying this tape myself. And many times that's how it happens. You ready? Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Let's see what it says. Somebody say it. I love your word, Lord. Take me to the next level in you. I'll be back praying for Sophia. Did we miss a prayer request? Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak with Sunday and this whole family. We speak life and health into Sophia's body.
Amen.
Be strengthened in the inner man in Jesus' mighty name. I speak peace in Ben Jackson's body and health and strength in Francetta and Ben and Jeff and Gretchen and that whole family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. I know that looks like touchdown, but that's actually glory. Here we go. Oh, my, look what time it is.
Wow.
Somebody needs to figure out how to slow that clock down. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, you're the salt of the earth. Say it, yes, I am. If the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do they light a lampstand, a lamp, and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Everybody say it. I am a bright and shining light.
I am a bright and shining light.
You are. You are a bright shining light. All of you are. And you're the light of God's love shining in people's lives. What is going on? Need my verses. Now, your salt and your light, and let's see what Jesus says about the Old Testament now. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy them, but to fulfill them, to complete them. See what Jesus said. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
But to fulfill.
To complete them. The Old Testament is a sign and an example of what we should do and how we should live in the New Testament.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 10. Don't turn there. I'm just going to refer to it. We'll just put this reference in there. 1 Corinthians 10, and that's 1 through 6. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 6, just put the reference in. Verse 6 says, now these things become our examples to the intent that we would not lust after evil things as they lusted. That was talking about the children of Israel. The Old Testament was there as a type, as a shadow of what was to come. Let's keep reading. Verse 18, I'm in Matthew 5, 18. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Now, let's break it down. Until the heaven and earth pass away. Well, how many of you know we're not there yet? Can anybody tell that we're not there yet?
Yeah, we're still here.
Pinch yourself, see if you're still alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. See what Jesus said? I didn't come to destroy the law, to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it, to complete it. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle, that means dot your I's and cross your T's, will not pass away from the law till all is fulfilled. Well, how many of you know the first prophecy about Jesus was Genesis 3, 14 and 15? Very first prophecy about Jesus is Genesis 3, 14 and 15. So that prophecy is of great value. Wow, I have been here before. This is the third time tonight I've seen this before.
Really?
Glory be to God on high. What's coming next? Glory cloud fill the place. Angels of God stand here and bring the glory cloud in this place. So that prophecy in Genesis chapter 3 is of absolute importance for you and I today. So to say, well, we got to do away with it. Well, now you're going to miss the proof of 7,000 years of history in this book.
Yeah.
When you say the Old Testament, when they, not you, when they say the Old Testament isn't important, they do with away with all those prophecies being fulfilled. And now, what have you done? You've rewritten history.
Yeah.
See what makes this book prove true? Is it's not only historically accurate, it's prophetically sound. What God said in the garden came to pass in Bethlehem.
Yeah. And even look at how many things in science now are being proved by the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So Jesus himself said, do not think I came to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it, to complete it. Now watch this. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Hold your place in Matthew chapter 5 and go with me to Galatians chapter 6. You got some yellow papers with you tonight? Because you're going to need them. Thank you, Phyllis, for throwing that verse in there. Appreciate that. Galatians 6, verse 2. Actually, oh my goodness, Sam, turn the page. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 2. Look at what this says. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens, and so doing, you will fulfill the law of Christ. I got real busy turning those pages. And there's certain pages in my Bible already that are a little worn. And so whenever I just have a slight rip, I keep my tape right here close so I can do it right while I'm there so I don't miss that page again. Bear one another's burdens so you fulfill the law of Christ. Look at what he's doing. Look at Shikamalaki deal. Look at what the Holy Spirit is saying to you and I right now in this verse. You and I help fulfill the law by bearing one another's burdens. We're going to read it in a minute. In the Old Testament, there were some severe penalties for violating the law. Severe. But in the New Testament, which now is under grace, now there's grace and there's mercy. That's why people get that all messed up and they teach a doctrine of just all inclusive grace. It doesn't matter. You can do anything at any time, anywhere with anybody, and it don't matter. Jesus loves you, and you're going to make it to heaven. No, 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 and no. The Bible also says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And after that, the judgment.
Wow.
But see, we just saw Jesus say, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. And Paul just said, by you and I bearing one another's burdens, we fulfill the law. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Do you know what the worst deception ever is? Self-deception.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't know you're deceived, but everybody around you does. Each one examine his own work, and he'll have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for each one will bear his own burden. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. And we're going down to verse number 10, 13.
10 through 13?
Oh, I didn't give you the top verse. 5 through 13. Oh, so far out of time. My goodness sakes alive. Listen, my beloved brethren, God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. Remember how last night we were using the verse that we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken?
Yes.
God has chosen the poor in this world financially to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which means what? You won't be poor very much longer, because if you're an heir of the kingdom is going to begin to prosper every part of your life.
Woo, I receive it.
Prosper in your spirit, your soul, your body, and then in your pocketbook and your life in every other area.
Every other area.
Verse 6. Yes. But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme the noble name by which you are called? Don't be with blasphemers. If you really fulfill, look at this. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, the Holy Spirit just called the law royal. Paul said it was good and it was just. James chapter 2, verse number 8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbors as yourself, and you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as strangers, as transgressors, not strangers, as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble at one point, he is guilty of the whole law. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. That's where you and I are, the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy.
Wow.
Mercy triumphs over judgment. Anybody want to say, I love the word?
I love the word.
I love the word. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. And let's see what this says. Don't you love the word of God? Matthew 5, chapter 9, Matthew chapter 5, verse 19.
Mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen, Rebecca.
Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so to do shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever does and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, all of a sudden, is now bringing them from the Old Testament into the New Testament, showing them there's a new way and a new law. Now watch what happens. He says, to exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. Well, we know in Romans chapter 5, add this to that in the comments, right? The righteousness of God by faith, Romans 5. The righteousness of God by faith, Romans 5. Does God consider it murder if it is self-defense of yourself or a spouse or a child? Yes. Self-defense, not murder.
Yeah. Why did that say that?
Because it used the word murder.
Oh.
So yes, self-defense. Romans chapter 5 teaches us about the righteousness of God. See, I'm going to get the book of Leviticus in just a minute, and we're going to dig into this. This is going to be a really good dig, and we don't have a lot of time to do it in, but what I'm telling you is we can't have the New Testament without the Old Testament. Jesus didn't do away with the law and say, now take all them scrolls out behind the temple and burn them. He did not do that. He didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill it. Romans chapter 5 will teach you about the righteousness of God by faith. See, the Old Testament, they had the righteousness that they lived in, which was by their actions, which was trying real hard to live according to 613 laws. But see, all that law was to show you, you can't do it in your own strength. You need a Savior. And in the New Testament, when you receive Jesus into your life, you now receive all the benefits of the kingdom of God. He makes you a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Add that reference in right there too, 2 Corinthians 5:17. All right? Did I jump off too deep, or are everybody walking in line here? Mm-hmm. Somebody give me a yes, amen, I'm following you, or Pastor, say it again. Because this is very important for us to see, and many people don't want to teach this. But how do you have Abraham be the father of the faith if we can't go back and read about Abraham and how he became the father of the faith? How can any of us understand the walk of faith unless we see what our father did, Abraham, who began the walk of faith? He didn't have a church. He didn't have a Bible. He didn't have, Hillsong worship. he didn't have a church, an apostle. He didn't have nothing, but he walked with God. And in reality, that's what every single one of us must come to in our lives. It is not about all the religiosity-ness. It's about you and I getting personal with Almighty God and staying at it until we begin to see it like it actually is. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate you saying it. Say it again. I need to understand that. In the Old Testament, watch this. In the Old Testament, there was 613 laws. I mean, you had a full-time job just trying to spend 24 hours a day not violating some form of a law.
Yeah.
I mean, it's serious. That's what Atticus. Sister Leanne has the interpretation. That's what Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers is, the law. 613 of them. So the purpose of the law was to show us you can't make it and do all of those laws in your human strength. It is impossible to become righteous enough in your own effort to make heaven. Mm-hmm. Say this with me. Yeah. I need a Savior.
I need a Savior.
You need a Savior. And what is his name? Jesus Christ, the Lord, who came to save his people from their sin. Remember? That's our Christmas verse. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen, Phyllis. Jesus quoted the Old Testament. I used to know the number.
Amen, Phyllis.
I'm not sure. I don't remember that number anymore. Jesus quoted the Old Testament so many times because the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. In the New Testament, you and I believe in God and we are made into his righteousness. Amen. That's exactly it. The Old Testament comes to show you that you need a Savior. And his name is Jesus. And the only way you get him into your life is that you receive him. That's what this is all about. Where are we at? Does anybody know? Matthew. No. Let's go to...
Can you tell me first, 2 Corinthians 5:17, what did you want to tell us that?
Just
2
Corinthians 5:17.
Oh, just as a reference.
Yeah, as a reference. Thank you. Just give me a second here. I've got three verses, but I'm not sure which one I'm looking for. Mark, next time, get it right. You know, it's good to have notes, but it's good to have plain notes so you know what you're trying to do.
Especially when you have so much you're trying to get out.
Oh, my goodness. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Matthew 22, 34 through 40. Now, watch this. And then we're going to go through into the book of Leviticus. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Matthew 22, 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that he silenced the Sadducees, I think that's one of my most favorite verses of the New Testament. Jesus silenced the Sadducees. Then they gathered together and said, well, let's see what we can do to him. Watch this. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, you can hear him saying, teacher, we have a question that we would like to ask you. They kind of get that sound in their voice. If you've never been around them, it isn't any fun. I've been around them, and it makes you want to punch them right in the face.
Yeah.
See, that's probably a work of the flesh, and don't do that. Jesus said to him, verse 37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now watch. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. On those two commandments, God hangs the law and the prophets. So you can't separate the three. The New Testament law of love is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the dispensation you and I live in. Love your neighbor as yourself. But all of the law and all of the prophets hang on those two commandments. So it's impossible to separate the three. This is a really good teaching tonight. Isn't this really good?
It is, and you have two more questions.
Yeah. And I have two more questions.
Yes, Felicia would like to know what a Sadducee is.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
S-A-D-D-U-C-C-E-E-S-S. The Sadducees. We're very sad, you see. They were a ruler of the law. The Pharisees didn't believe in the resurrection. The Sadducees did. But the Sadducees didn't believe in something. The Pharisees were rulers of the law of the children of Israel, making you obey the law. That's why they call it being pharisaical, when you act like you're something and you're not. So the Sadducees were a religious group, but they were also a legal group.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And the Sanhedrin,
right?
What's that?
They're very highly educated.
Highly educated, right.
Legally.
Right. And the Sanhedrin was like our Supreme Court. So this guy was a Sadducee, a lawyer, and he's asking a question. So it's like the legal side of it where you would take somebody to court. That makes sense?
Yes.
Look at verse 40. On this verse, on these two commandments, hang all of the laws and the prophets. So what Jesus said is, the Ten Commandments and all 613 laws hang. Get it like a picture. This is the picture of the law. And they hang right there on it. Can't separate either of them.
Right.
The law and the prophets are not what they are without the New Testament law of love. You and I are under the law of love. Love the Lord and love your neighbor. Now, you ready? Let's go to the book of Leviticus.
While you're turning there, Roger would like to know, the Ten Commandments were given. Does that or does that not supersede the 613 laws? Oh, you kind of answered that already.
Yeah. It doesn't. The Ten Commandments in that day were the law of the land, and then the 613 laws were how to live life effectively, because it was, you couldn't eat this, you can't wear that, you can't do this, you can't do that. And what he was showing you is all of the things to do so that they wouldn't turn out to be like the other nations. We're going to read it here in just a minute. Our first set of verses are going to be I copied and pasted those verses. Where did you guys go? All right. Leviticus chapter 16.
Yeah, that's really good, Phyllis.
I like that. Pharisees and Sadducees. Because they used power to harm people, not help them, right?
Yeah.
Power corrupts, and complete power corrupts completely. Amen. Good statement.
Amen.
Good statement. Here we go. I'm in Leviticus chapter 16, and let's go to verse 4. Now, this is an interesting verse. You ready? He shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with a linen turban he shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore he shall wash his body in water and put them on. Now, what was the whole purpose of this? God was very specific about what he wanted on them. I thought it was right here. Anyways, there's another verse right here that says that they were not supposed to mix linen with cotton.
Yeah.
Well, God doesn't have a problem with you and I wearing polyester if we want to in the day we live. But what was teaching them then by the law is don't mix evil with good. Don't go out in your garden and just cast seed. Have a row of pickles or cucumbers. Have a row of tomatoes. Have a row of carrots. Because if you just go out and throw anything in your garden, you're going to have the biggest mess there is. You'll have your vine plants growing all over all the rest of the plants, and nothing will grow.
Right.
That's another one of the laws. Don't sow mingled seed in your garden.
Yeah. Well, and he wanted them completely set apart from everybody else.
And he wants you completely set apart. And we're going to read that in just a minute. So this verse is talking about what the priests were supposed to wear. But in the day that you and I live, it's not about washings and clothing and all of that. Let me see if I can grab that verse real quick. I think it's Hebrews chapter 9. Yeah. No, I missed it. Well, anyways, it's Hersa. Chapter 9 talks about the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. Comparison. Hebrews 9 is a comparison of the old and new covenant. That's in the New Testament. Leviticus. This is the place of a sacrifice. Leviticus 17:4. I didn't give you the reference, did I? Thank you, Rebecca. There you go.
17-4.
Now we're in 17-4.
Oh.
The place of a sacrifice. Does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord. Before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and the man shall be cut off from among his people. Well, why would God do that? Because he doesn't want man to get used to shedding blood and shedding the blood of innocent people. So what did he say? You're going to... That man will be cut off from the people. If a child dishonored his mom and dad, they were to be stoned in the street.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop a lot of the disrespect, wouldn't it?
Yep. So there was severe judgment because God was showing his people, I want you to have the law of love. If they love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, then they would be able to keep the law. If you loved your neighbor as yourself, you would be able to keep the law. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The prophets are all teaching us about the actions of Israel, how they did wrong, and how God rescued them and brought them back. So the law and the prophets hang on the commandment of love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love the neighbor as yourself. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 18. Now this is another very, very interesting set of verses. And I'm going to choose these on purpose because of exactly what it shows. Leviticus chapter 18, and we're going to verse 6. All right. Now, this is about seeing your other people naked. There's a law about this.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to just spend a couple minutes on this because I want you to see what God says. Verse 6, 18:6, Leviticus 18:6. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. Nakedness of your father, the nakedness of your mother, do not uncover them. Verse 8, the nakedness of your father's wife, your stepmom. Verse 9, the nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father or the daughter of your mother. The nakedness of your son's daughter, the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter. Now, all he's doing is laying this out very specifically saying, don't be seeing somebody else naked.
So nude beaches are completely out.
Nude beaches are completely out, yes. All right? So let's go down here and we'll grab this. And
thank you,
Felicia. And verse 20. Thank you, guys. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. Look at 21. You shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of the Lord your God. I am the Lord. Molech was the big sacrifice arms. They would put their child on, and the child would be naked, and the child would be brought up and crushed and dropped into the fire as a sacrifice. It's on the nature of our present day abortion, dismemberment they do inside of a mother. That's pretty messed up.
It is.
Let's keep going. 22. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It's an abomination. You shall not mate with any animal. It is perversion. 24. Do not defile yourself with any of these things. Now look at this verse. This is so important. For by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. These sins, the earth itself revolts against these sins.
Yeah.
Huh, isn't that something? Jesus. Wow. I'm going to read it again. 24 and 25. Do not defile yourself with these things. For by all these the nations are defiled, which I'm casting out before you. For the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. The land will. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done who were before you, and thus the land is defiled, lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall become off from among their people. Therefore, you shall keep my ordinances so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourself by them. I am the Lord your God. Present day example of that last statement, please. Well, many times you see a voodoo that was in Haiti. The ultimate reach of voodoo was that hurricane that just absolutely destroyed the whole thing.
Yeah.
But see, the power of wickedness is more wicked, more wicked, more wicked. And the whole thing blows to pieces. The earth vomits it out.
And that could be tornadoes, hurricanes, anything like that, right?
They said that the voodoo was so horrible in some of those wards of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
That hurricane wiped it out. Places where there's severe incest, which is what he's talking about here. That's present day examples of it. And literally, you're reading it right there, that the earth will vomit it out. I think that's what you're seeing right now in what's going on around the earth. This violent wind is blowing people out of their wickedness, because they're saying, my God, what's going on? Yes, you need your God, and you need to wake up, because the earth is now vomiting you out. It's like that time they had the big global warming event in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
All them leaders came from all over the world, and they were meeting at Washington, D.C. And when they did, when they all got there, 2 feet of snow covered them up. Shut their whole mouth up. There was nothing they could say. And may it happen every time. Well, that happened in the last big summit. I forget what happened over there. There was violent storms over there in Europe the last time they had one of these big summits.
Yeah, there is a book. There's probably been new updated books since then, but they actually have had books written that have tracked the events in the areas where all of these hurricanes and typhoons and these horrible storms, tornadoes have happened, and what was going on in that area at the time, and it all ties in together with something that was happening there.
Now, let's say one more statement, because I've got to get this to the point. We got to turn the corner, because look at where that clock is. How are you guys doing tonight? Is this making sense? Is it actually coming together? Somebody give me a word here somewhere. Is it coming together for you, exactly what we're saying? Because I truly want it to come together. I want it to make sense, and I want it to be a blessing to you, and not be like, what are you trying to say to us, Pastor? You know, because if you're not careful, that's what's going on. But see, this was a perfect example of this. Can you imagine how soon the earth is getting ready to wretch out the pornography industry? And those wicked bio places, and that's all of those studios and everything where it's produced out in California. Yeah. Is it a wonder that the earthquakes happen like they do out there?
Continuously in the fire.
The problem with the church is, the church starts saying, "Well, you know, that's not as bad as what God said it is." Well, how do you say to God Almighty, that's not as bad as what God said it is? No. No. I had a man tell me that him and his wife went to a pastor for marriage counseling. And the pastor said to them to use pornography in their bedroom with them when they came together to make love.
Hollywood, D.C., and China should be worried. They absolutely should.
A preacher said that. That's vile. That's wicked. That's perverse. How many people did he say that to? And how much destruction did he do in the lives of those people when he said those words? But see, let's circle the wagons here. Let's get back to the New Testament where we are. All of the law and the prophets hang on those two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. The Old Testament, they didn't get to be righteous. They had to work to be righteous. In the New Testament, we are made the righteousness of God. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon a person every now and then. In the New Testament, you and I are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. This can't be an eight-hour session, or you won't be able to do your Sunday service. No, I'm circling the wagons, because it's of absolute importance to see the value of the Old Testament. But you can't get stuck in that, because we're not there. But you can't throw it away and say it's not necessary. It is an arrow pointing, this is coming. This is coming. The Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And it points to the day that we live. Aren't you glad you were born in this dispensation?
Yeah.
In the New Testament, Jesus is the lamb that was slain once and for all. Now watch. And this is our Passover.
Amen.
This is the Passover. And it takes 15 minutes, not 24 hours. See, the Passover was a feast that lasted for a whole day. So Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly, living on the inside of us, living out of us. I think it's making sense, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened, Roger. That's exactly what happened. And that man ended up, no, not him, but another man in that church who was an associate pastor, ended up molesting a teenage boy. And when the teenage boy turned 18, they ran off together to pastor a church out in Virginia. In the United States of America, that happened. Wicked, 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 and perverse. Now watch. What a night. Thank you, Jesus, for getting us through this. We're circling the wagons. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, Rebecca, you can't fall asleep on me. I need your help. Appreciate your help. And it's very exciting to open the presents and do all that and have all that fun. That's always very fulfilling. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and Sister Phyllis, we have circled the whole wagon. Therefore, anyone, is in Christ, he is a new creation. Say it. I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. In the Old Testament, when they sinned, they had to keep sacrificing animals all year until the Day of Atonement come. And then that Day of Atonement happened, and now they were free from sin again until 2 days later when they committed another sin. And that was how it was. Their sins were not removed. They were just covered. Our sins are purged by the blood of the Lamb. Verse 18. Now all things of our God who has reconciled us through himself through Christ Jesus and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. What's that mean? Bringing people to God and saying, be reconciled to God, not to church, not to religion, not to denomination. Be reconciled to God. It's like, Billy Bob, let me introduce you to God. Ooh, sign of the cross. I don't want you introducing me to God. What if he kills me? Well, he's not going to kill you. He wants to know you. Look at 19. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Now, this next phrase is of absolute importance. Not imputing their sins and trespasses to them. David said, I don't have the exact reference. David said in a psalm, blessed is the man to whom God does not impute sin. In the Old Testament, their sins were imputed. They were on record. They had to pay a price for it. In the New Testament, our sins are not imputed. And when we receive Jesus, we receive the purity of his blood. We receive his righteousness. And then we get to receive the precious Holy Spirit of God. And he comes and lives on the inside of us with all of the purity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They come and they live inside of you, not upon you. Old Testament was upon, New Testament is within. we actually get to be the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why when people say, well, there's no way you can be perfect. Excuse me. The Holy Spirit will never live in and dwell in an unclean temple. So, of course, God is going to give you everything necessary to have a pure temple. And as soon as he does give that to you and you move in and accept it, receive it, now you're righteous. Now you get to be holy. Now you get to be perfect. Now you get to be filled. And the only challenge you and I face is renewing a la cabeza. No más loco en la cabeza. No longer be dumb in the head. Renew your mind. Amen, Roger. Did we circle that wagon good enough and get the wagon train in a big circle so this all comes together to make sense? This is why I love our question and answer session, because we get to get right down in the middle of God's word and just dig it up and bring verses in from all over and establish doctrines and set it up according to how the word of God is. There's so much more to be said. As Phyllis said, if we go through all this Old Testament, New Testament stuff, we'll be here tomorrow morning when they're still, when we're getting ready for our 1 hour of faith. Because that can take you 5-6 weeks of teaching. Holy Spirit has never led me to that yet. But it doesn't mean that he won't. You and I, let's go. Let's do this. Galatians 3. I think it'll be easy to see right here. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 6. Through 14. But we're not going to read them all. It's all right. It's good. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand and said, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Ready? Watch. There was no law when Abraham got serious with God. There was no temple. There was no law. There was no Bible. There was no book. Abraham believed God when he said, get out of this country. And what happened? It was accounted to him for righteousness. Yeah. However, you and I, look at verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We believe God, and it is counted to us for righteousness by just believing. Abraham had to walk it out. He had to cut the foreskin of his flesh.
Wow.
That's no longer the case. You and I simply receive the work of Jesus done, and then it's done. We receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and it's done. Ready? We receive the grace of God by which we live. Guess what? It's done. Literally, we receive the revelation of the Holy Spirit that brings all of this alive, and revelation flows. Mm-hmm. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus that one day, how do you know all this? You never went to our school. But how did they know? By the Holy Spirit. I mean, Peter, you know, Paul and Silas in the jail, how did they know how to create an earthquake? They didn't know that. They just started singing. Well, let's praise God. I'm gonna, you know, praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning. And earthquake happens. That's all done by faith because of a relationship between you and God Almighty. The Old Testament was a relationship to the law. In the New Testament, it's a relationship to God. Some people in the Old Testament got to God. Enoch was so close to God, he walked right out of here. But you do notice there was only one person that was like that. I think it's been good tonight.
It has been good. Very good information. Very good questions, you guys.
Very good questions. You guys, very good questions. I appreciate them. And can you wear polyester? Yes.
Now yes. You can, yes.
Yes. Because the book of Romans 14 says it's not about washings. It's not about you got to just have a strict law of food. It's not about your clothes. The kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace. Oh, I'm on the exact page. Check it out. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Last verse, Romans 14:17. And now we'll pray. Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness you don't earn, you receive, which produces joy and peace, because now you're in right standing with God. I got another 15 or 20 verses I could use.
We think you probably do, but everybody's heading for bed, it looks like.
Yep. Here we go. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters who are here tonight. Thank you for them, Lord.
Yes.
And thank you for these questions tonight. Lord, help us to show people your love and your mercy and your grace. And help us remember, Lord, that no matter how hard we try to force somebody into one of the kingdom principles we live by, until they know you, it will just be foolishness to them. Help us lead them like you are into the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us lead them into the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, so that they can walk with you and that they can know you and they can have a relationship with you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. That was another statement that God gave me, and I quit looking at my notes, and so I didn't get it made. But let's just say this real quick. To make someone who is not born again tithe and tell them if you don't tithe, you won't be blessed, it doesn't work for them, because you got to be a believer for tithes to work. To tell them they got to quit smoking before they can come to God, that just doesn't work. Because you're giving them an action that says if you do this, and it's not about actions, it's about them receiving the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's like people, well, you better not work on Sunday. Well, but until they're born again, that ain't going to make a lick of sense to them. And after they're born again, you got to put that into the balance of the whole world that we live in. What's a doctor do? He's going to work on Sunday. What's a nurse do? She's going to work on Sunday. Now we have to get into all that. Well, God said in the book of Romans, don't anybody judge you by that. So the reason I'm saying that is if you're trying to win somebody by Jesus and to Jesus and tell them, well, you better quit your cussing, you're asking them to stop something before they actually have the answer of stopping, which is receiving Jesus. You don't get well and then go to the doctor. You come and receive the free gift of righteousness, and then God begins to deal with you about all the other stuff. Because until they have that free gift of righteousness, it's just foolishness to them. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I did.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's receive the communion elements. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm really glad I was born in this dispensation rather than having to cut all that stuff up. And I enjoy being Samuel J. Cottle, born in 1963. I love it. Because all I got to do is eat this piece of bread and drink this cup that God made just for me. Red on the outside, white on the inside, with the blood of Jesus in it. Woo! First Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, one of the most powerful verses of the New Testament. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, until he comes. 28. Let a man or a woman examine themselves, and so let them eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged by the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is the head, so are we the body. Love cast out all fear, because fear has torment. And there is no fear in love, and there is no fear in the communion elements, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is the first time you've been a part of our communion worship service, New Covenant worship service. We always read those verses so that any new person actually receives the instruction. We've been given that instruction by the Father. Now, we're going to pray a prayer of salvation. You may say, Pastor, I've never been born again. I've never received Jesus into my life. I've never become a Christian. And people say lots of different words. Well, we're going to pray that prayer now. Maybe you've been a believer before and you're just coming back to him. This prayer will work for you. And if you've been a believer for many years, This is faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. And it just establishes it that much deeper inside of your heart. Pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me.
You give me.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Wow. Jesus. I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my
life. Right now tonight.
Right now tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand your holy word.
Understand your holy word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Isn't it something how when you just put your hands out and say, I receive you, you experience God being in your life? It's not a feeling, it's an experience. You went from darkness to light right there in that one prayer. Kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, his dear son. You went from fear, when we're sinners, we're afraid, to faith. Jesus' faith now fills your life. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. Nobody can. Bound by sin, nobody can beat it in their own strength. Not one person ever. I don't care who they were. Beat their sin until they got the righteousness of God in Christ. Even if they didn't understand it. Jesus just made you his righteousness. And his righteousness is pure. In that one prayer, the Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. And you are now heir of God, joint heir with Jesus. Jesus is literally your elder brother. You have an inheritance that fades not away and is incorruptible because you are now the seed of Almighty God. It rests on the inside. Pastor, that's an awful lot to have happen to a guy for 90 seconds of praying. Yeah, but with God, God just needs you to say, I receive you, and you get the whole package, man. And it's all at once. From this point on, your responsibility is to walk with God every day in your life. It literally is this simple. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Pray this with me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Help me walk with you every day.
Help me walk with you every day.
Pray it in the morning. Pray it at noon. Pray it at night before you go to sleep. And Jesus will help you walk with him if you mean that from the bottom of your heart. They put my email address and website in there so that we can be a blessing to you. On the website is the communion service. I recommend you, even if you're a new believer, to begin your day, every day, with the communion elements. Why? Because you start out with his broken body and his blood, the most important things to you. And you begin to establish that inside of you. Literally, do it a couple of times, do it a week or something, get used to it, and then begin to lead your family into it so that they're walking in the paths of righteousness with you. Put my email address in there. So that I can be a blessing to you. Send me a message. Ask me a question. Tell me your testimony. Give me a prayer request. And if you want them, I've got 10 verses that I believe are the most basic foundation verses of the whole Bible. Study them. Memorize them. Read them. Read them all the time. Why? Because they will give you life and a foundation that will not pass away. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll be a blessing to you. in any way that we can. Are you ready? Let's receive the communion elements together now in Jesus' mighty name. It's just some bread and some water, bread and grape juice. God, by Jesus, set up broken bread and the fruit of the vine. I recommend that's what you use because God likes things in order and it'll honor him. If you don't have it with you tonight, use what you have and his blessing will be on you. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame. And you did it all so that you could win us. And you called it joy. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force. On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation. Things have passed away, and all things have become new.
And
I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus,
every sin
has been placed in remission. Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
I am. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
The throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Right here, right now.
Right here and right now.
For my life every day.
For my life every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague
has to pass over
and cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood in our lives. You ready? Let's sing one of our songs here. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Don't you just love him tonight? Aren't you grateful for all that he's done? Sister Sunday Geyser, we love you.
Love you.
See you tomorrow. How's Sophia? You got a testimony for us? Felicia, did you ever find James Jr.? Thank you, Rebecca, for all your help.
Yes.
Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being our friend. Say this with me. May all my prayers,
may all my prayers
come to pass exactly as God said they would.
Exactly as God said they would.
I receive it done right here, right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you in Jesus all mighty for name. Being here tonight, Lisa.
Well, we sure do love you. We sure do appreciate the questions.
Yes. Good question.
Bring him on by. Because we got a special treat just for him.
Oh, he can't get back.
You're supposed to be very nonchalantly letting me know. Real quick text when he's close. Ready? Should we start singing? On your mark?
He might be in the shower or something.
Get set. Everybody get ready. On your mark. Get set. Thumbs up or something. Anticipation is making me wait. If I may, without question, there is no answer. If I may, without question, there is no answer. I'm getting it. If I may, without question, there is no answer. Did you get it? Oh! Hey, happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday, James Jr. Happy birthday to you.
Hope you had a really great day.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I got to shoot off my fireworks. I like that. Ripley didn't like it too much, but that's all right. I really like it. Woo! Glory be to God. I love them. Okay? It's like a real fun thing to do. Woo! Happy birthday.
You can't see him very well on
this. Thank you for turning another year old, all right? Little Ripley, wait, this is what your birthday party looks like right here. We're having a birthday party for you right here in Jesus' mighty name. Love you, buddy. Happy, 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 happy birthday
to
you.
Thank you for coming back so we can tell you yes. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank
again.
You for coming back, yes. Yes. You know, all your uncles and all the relatives, we really like it. If we was there, we would pinch your cheeks or something.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the aunts, not the uncles. The uncles, we'd just punch you in the chest or the arm or something. Happy birthday, man. Well, I think it's safe now to say I don't have anything left except a couple stoppers and a couple strings that say happy birthday.
He's fine.
Come here, buddy. Come here. Come on.
You gotta say good night to everybody.
Yeah, you ready?
I had a happy birthday hat. I put it on him.
There you go.
Good night, everybody.
Tell everybody good night. Say I love you, even though Dad's shooting the things up over here.
Yeah, woke me right up, huh?
Good to see you guys. Hope everybody's doing fine.
Have chocolate cake for him. Amen.
All right, chocolate cake there. I'm a celebrity now. I have to come on at least once a day and say hi to everybody. I am.
Are you going to sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. James. Happy birthday to you. Didn't make it. He tried, but he didn't make it. All right.
Okay, night, guys. Thank you for being with us.
All right, those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you're like, what is up with these people? Well, we're just a good big old family, and we love being together. And send us an email on Blog Talk Radio, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, HG for Holy Ghost. And let us know where you're listening to us at, and we'll be a blessing to you any way we can. Till we see you again, we say, remember this, we love you.